The Satmar Rebbe in the Sefer Kedushas Yoel picks up on the wording of the pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, Re'eh Anochi Noson Lefneichem Hayoyim. And his question is, why does the Torah use the word Re'eh? That the common word that the Torah used when it wants to give us a message what we have to do. And he explains that the word Re'eh means to look, but it doesn't mean just to look. It means to see into the future. And he says, we see that in Parshas Miketz, when Yosef HaTzadik was interpreting the dream of Paroi, he says that first will be 7 good years, and there regarding the good years, it says Higid LaParoi. But when he speaks about the difficult years that will come afterwards, he says Heres Paroi, because something which is close and near, you don't use the word Re'eh. But when we look, when we speak about something that's going to be in the future, there the word Re'eh is the appropriate wording. And he explains that's what the message of the Torah in this pasuk is. Re'eh Anochi Noson Lefneichem. I charge you that when you do things, Re'eh, look at the future. What will be the repercussions of your actions? If we want to have children who follow in the Derech Hashem, it will be very dependent on how we live our lives. And therefore the pasuk says, Re'eh, look into the future. And he says, that's pshat. And what Chazal say, the one has to be royas anoylad. We think royas anoylad means the person has to think about what's going to happen. He suggests that royas anoylad means that we should recognize that what will be the repercussions of what we do. But he goes on, but then I saw the Rav Chaim Mordechai Katz, the tells the Rosh Yeshiva in the Sefer Be'er Mechoikik, takes this concept one step further. He says, not only does the Torah use the word Re'eh, but the Torah uses Re'eh B'loshen Yochid in the singular. The Torah is teaching us that an individual might think that, what am I, who am I, what can I accomplish? Tells us the Torah, Re'eh, every individual should think about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us. And as we individuals think of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us, we can recognize and realize that through our acts, we can accomplish so much. But then he says another word along the same line. The Torah gives us a very clear path that we're supposed to take, the Derech Hashem, the Derech HaBrocha. And the path, there's a derech that we have followed in Klal Yisrael with our Messiah for all the generations. And there might be an individual who would think, well, I don't have to necessarily follow that path. And I could make my own path that will be the way I will serve Hashem, not the path that we have received as a Messiah. And I will be successful even if I don't follow the path that has always been followed. Tells us the pasuk, Re'eh Anochi Noson Lefneichem. Each, every individual has to follow the path that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to follow. And no one has a right to think or say, well, I could be an exception. There are no exceptions. And the pasuk continues, Vayikra Yaakov El Shem Elokecha El Eretz Asher Tabor Shama L'Rishtov and the Santis Abroch Al Ha'Grizim V'Saklol Al Har Evil. The pasuk tells us that the broch was on Ha'Grizim and the klol was on Har Evil. And of course the question is, why do they have to have distinct places for the broch and the klol? Particularly, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem and Parshas Kisavai, the Torah describes exactly how the brachas and klolos were declared. And the pasuk says, Elu yamdu levarachas amal ha'grizem, bavachem siyardein, and the pasuk details which shvatim were on har grizem. And then the pasuk identifies which shvatim were on ha'evil. But it was not the shvatim on ha'grizem who said the bracha, nor was it the shvatim on ha'evil who said the klolos. It is the people, it was the Levim who was standing in middle between these two mountains, and they just turned themselves to Har Grizim when they said the brachas, and they turned themselves to Har Evel when they said the klalos. So what does the pasuk mean when it says that there's a brach on Har Grizim and there's a klala on Har Evel? I saw that the Sefer Kehillas Yitzchak quotes Ratzvi Hirsch, who was a Rav in Vilna. And he says that there's an important lesson being taught in this pasuk, that there's a place of bracha and there's a place of klala. And even if, of course, we could come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever we are, the way to try to do it, and what the Torah is recommending we should do, is that what the Torah is recommending that we should do, is that we should follow and look for the place of bracha. And he quotes a Gemara in Masechta Tainis, Daf Chabei Zomen Aleph. The Gemara says, Rab Roika ha chuzoa v'koi b'shuka de Bei Lefet. Rab Roika was in the Shuka de Bei Lefet. Apparently, as we'll see, it wasn't necessarily a place, such a wonderful place. And says the Gemara, v'shchich al yoga bein al yoa novi would meet him there. Amalei, and Rab Roika asked al yoa, ikabai shuka ba almadasi, is there anybody in this place who will have Olam Haba Amalei Loi? No, says Eliyahu. But the Gemara continues, Ad hach v'hach chazik hu gavram. They saw an individual, Daim Masani Uchmi, who was wearing black shoelaces, which was the derech of the Nochrim, v'larema chuta dechilta b'kleimei, and he wasn't wearing tzitzis. Amalei, and Eliyahu says, Hai bar almadasi hu. He is an individual, this is an individual that will have Olam Haba. Rot Basrei and Rab Roika runs after this individual and he asks him, "My Uvdach." And he tells him, "Zilla Adna Vitalamach, I can't speak to you tonight. We'll talk tomorrow." Lamachar Amalei, "My Uvdach." So he asked him next day, What are you? Who are you? And he tells him, "Zundukna Anab, I am a god in prison. Vasar Nagavri Lechod, Vinash Lechod, I keep the men and women separate. Moreover," he says, "Chazina bas Yisrael, the Yavin Nachrim ain't allow you. If there's a Jewish woman that Nachrim may want to connect themselves to, Masran and Nafshoy Matsinalei, I do whatever I can. I'm mois nefesh to save such a woman." And in fact, he says, "Yom Chad Havanara Marasa Gaban, the Yavin by Nachrim Yenayu, such a woman." Shakli the daughter of the Shamra, he says, "I took the sediment of wine that was red, b'shadalei b'shipula, and I put it on her clothing, v'amadistana, and that she should be able to say, I'm not able to have relations to her." Amalei, so he says, Rebbeika says, "Why don't you wear tzitzis? My time unless l'chuta v'siyamtum sana uchmi, why don't you wear tzitzis? Why do you wear shoelaces, shoes, which are not the way Klai Yisrael walk?" Amalei, Eilina nefikne b'ene of the chavim, I am frequently amongst the Nachrim, and kehech de loyleda the hayudo ano. I don't want them to know that I'm a Jew, for they have gazer exert if they make gzera, medano la rabbanan, or by rachm vatal gzerta. I let the rabbanan know what's going on, and they daven, and the decree gets nullified. Says the Gemara, ad hachvach also hanach treyachi while Elio and Rab Roika speaking. Two more brothers come. And Eliyahu says to Rab Roika, "Amalei hanach nami b'nei almedos nenu." These two individuals are also Olam Haba. Azal gabayu. So Rab Roika approaches them. And Amalei mai v'dechayu asks them, "What do you do?" Amalei inchi bat tuchi ana. We're people that are bat chonim. We're people that make people happy. Meftinen atzivi. We make sad people happy. If we see two people who are having a dispute, we do whatever we can to make peace about them. So he points out that obviously the Shuka de Bei Lefet was not a place of where we find great people, Erlicha people walking. But Reb Roika understood that a Jew, wherever he is, even if he's in a place that is not of the greatest company in the greatest neighborhood, a Jew could always grow wherever and do avodas Hashem wherever he is. And in fact, he says that's pshat in the famous pasuk in Chumash that Yaakov Avinu said he saw sulam mutzav arzo. There's a ladder which is on the ground. V'roisha magia shemaima. Yaakov Avinu at that time was going to the home of Lavan, and he knew that the home of Lavan was not what he was accustomed to. Till now he was in Yitzchak's home. Till now he was learning in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever, and he thought to himself, how can I remain Yaakov Avinu even in the home of Lavan? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him a message. Sula Mutzav Arza. We could be in the Arza, we could be in this world, and being sometimes in difficult places for Roisha Magia Shemaima, but we could still be connected to the Shemaim. And that's what Yaakov Avinu said, that Vanoichi Lo Yodati. Yaakov Avinu indicated that I didn't know that that's possible. I didn't really know that it's possible to even be able to be connected to Hashem in difficult places. However, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in Perek Pei Dalid, Bocharti histoifa beis elokai midor ba'olei resha. I prefer to be in the beis Hashem than to be amongst Rishoyim. And of course, it's such a difficult pasuk to understand. One is the beis elokai, to be in the beis Hashem. Another one is olei resha. What is the comparison? What is David HaMelech indicating? And David HaMelech was teaching to us, yes, you could be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even Baalei Resha. But what, of course, is better, and even Baalei Resha, as we've been explaining, you can remain connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But David HaMelech says, I, of course, realize that much better is always to be the Beis HaLakai, to be connected in a place of Avodas Hashem, of Yerushalayim. And that's what the lesson of this pasuk is. Yes, Re'ei Anochi Noson Lefneichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that you have the ability to be Becharta Bechayim, but Becharta Bechayim, you should, there are two separate places. There's the Har Gerizim, the place of Bracha. There's the Har Eivol, which is the place of Klolo. And the Torah says, "Ubacharta b'chayim." Always choose to be in a place of chayim. Always choose to be in a place of Torah. And that perhaps is pshat in the Medrash. The Medrash says, on this pasuk of Re'ei, "Amar b'chagi v'loy oid shenasati l'chem shnei drachim." Not only have I given you two paths, el shenachnasti l'chem v'shiras adim, I went above and beyond, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Ma'ati Lachem, and I told you, Becharta Bechayim. And the question, of course, is, in general, the words of Becharta Bechayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to choose Chayim, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell us to choose Chayim. Is he going to suggest that we should choose the other way? And what's the Lefnim Meshuras Hadin? So pshat, perhaps, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, you could be Oyver Hashem everywhere. You could be Oyver Hashem in the Shuk of the Beis Lefet, and you could be Oyver Hashem in Beis Lovin, and you could be Oyver Hashem in the home of Yitzchak Avinu, in the Beis Medrash and Beis HaKnesses. My recommendation is that Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, that you go and be careful always to associate yourself with the right people, always to associate yourself with the right place, and then you will be guaranteed that you and your children will be able to continue always following the Derech Hashem.